Okay, I'll just get organized. Get my Filofax out. Haven't we got some talented young people in our church? Amen. Right, guys, one thing you must have already realized, it's okay to smile in church. It's actually okay to have a good time. And you know what? We have a young star in front of us down here. Christmas. What is it? 7 days away? 7 days away. A friend of mine said to me once, Christmas, what's all that about? And I think that's a pretty fair question. So if I was to say to you, Christmas, what does it conjure up? Someone shouts something out. Christmas. Christmas trees. Any food? Presents. Santa. Angels. You know, it has been said, don't work with children, animals, and adults. Christmas. Do you know what? Christmas means different things to different people. And for some people, maybe here in this congregation, it may be they're thinking of Christmas as the first time as a married couple. I don't know. Or you could be thinking Christmas, the first time with the newborn in our house. Or Christmas, the first time without that loved one that was present last year at the table. Christmas, the first time we recognize Jesus as Savior. Christmas. Sometimes when we look at the world, we could ask the question, what do we see that the world says, that's us, says about Christmas? Well, there's certainly a massive amount of food around. You know, I know in our household, I'm trying to slim down, and though we try very hard, there is an amount of waste in our home. And I guess in society today, there's a massive amount of collective waste. And drink. You know, there's more alcohol consumed over Christmas than any other time of the year. There's a massive amount of drink consumed. And when we look at mass, there's a massive amount of consumerism. We all like to receive presents. And I guess for some of us in the older generation, did I say us there in the older generation? I did, didn't I? Some of us in the older generation, we'll look at the presents that we used to get, and I guess the pile would have been this high, and now it's going up and up and up. And when you get older, it actually starts to decrease, doesn't it? But there is a massive amount of consumerism. There's also a massive amount of goodwill. There's a massive amount of people who at Christmas time, they want to bury the hatchet with their families. They want to say, look, enough is enough. Let's get together over Christmas. Let's go into a new year with a new purpose. There's a massive amount of goodwill. There's a massive amount of debt. Because I don't know about you, but in my life as I've been growing up, and I can look back at my own mother who brought us up, and bless her, what she'd want to do is her best for us kids. And she had 8 children. And because she couldn't afford to go out and buy what she wanted to bless us with, she would put it on what we call the never never. So there's a massive amount of debt. And the sad thing about that is this. You can buy a pair of slippers on the market for £2, and she'd buy a pair for £16, and it would take her all year to pay the £16 and the £16 and the £16. And the truth is, when she died in debt because she wanted to bless us. There was a massive amount, and there is a massive amount of debt. And some of us could say there's something missing in Christmas because of all this excess. I want to put a thought into our minds today. And if Angus, who is concentrating on me really, really hard, aren't you, Angus? We'll just put up the first slide, because I've gone high tech. Because those of you who know me, I can't even use a mobile phone. Right. I don't want those that know who this is, I don't want you to shout it out. I'm going to give you some clues. And then when I've finished with the clues, then you can shout out who you think it is. It is a member of this congregation, and it was put on there by Liz. Now, this is a boy, and I think I'm led to believe that the picture was taken between 1960 and 1961. This child has something in common with the baby Jesus. 2 things in particular. And I'll give you the opportunity to guess who it is. You have to look at the hairstyle. Anyone know who that is? Yeah, that's a picture of me. And actually, this picture has gone from the back wall of the butcher's shop to the back wall of the church. How cool is that? And why I say that this picture has something, this baby has something in common with the baby Jesus, it's this. Because when this child grew up, just like Jesus did, because at Christmas we look at Jesus Christ, Lord and Savior, in this nice little neat wrappage in a manger, a package in a manger. And it's all cute and cuddly. But Jesus came for a reason. He was a gift from God to humanity. And he actually grew up and he dwelt amongst us. And he grew up into a man, the same as myself. The second thing that I have in common with Jesus is this, that when I accepted him as my Lord and Savior, I was adopted into his family. So we are brothers, different mothers, but the same father spiritually. And I want to suggest to you, could I have the next slide, please, that when we look at the nativity play and we look at Jesus Christ, meek and mild. Next, please. Jesus Christ, the little child. I have to say to you, when you think of Christmas, what do you think? I'll tell you what we think as Christians. I think it's summed up best in Isaiah 9, verse 6. It says this, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, and the increase of his government and peace will never end." And I want us to go away today with a thought. You know, is there something missing at Christmas? And I want to suggest, next slide, please. Instead of, is there something missing from Christmas? I want to say that there's too much in Christmas. Because there's a massive amount of debt. There's a massive amount of poverty. There's a massive amount of loneliness. You know, Christmas is a lonely time for people. It's a time where if they've lost their loved ones, especially the older generation who have grown up with a partner and they're on their own, it's a lonely time, Christmas, because it seems to focus in on families, focus in on children, focus in on the wider family. And it's a lonely, lonely time for some people. It's a massive amount of loneliness. There's a massive amount of indulgence. There's a massive amount of alcoholism. There's a massive amount of wastage of food. And I want to suggest to us this, simply this, that I think there's too much in Christmas. And if we can bring the next slide, this is what I want to suggest to you. Next. If we take the mass out of Christmas, we're left with Christ. And with that, I want us to end, because simply this, I would like us to consider the gift of God to us. Let's get rid of the mass and let's focus on Christ. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that we can come here in health, that we can come here in prosperity. We thank you, Jesus. We want to pray corporately for all those people around our nation and around our world, Lord, who are in need. Father God, we want to focus in on your plans and purposes for this world. Father, we only need a Savior if we acknowledge that we're sinners. And Lord, we're a sinful and a broken world. But the good news is that you sent your Son, that whoever believes upon him shall be saved. So Father God, we pray that the message of Christ at Christmas would go out from this building into the towns, into the areas, across our nation, across the world. Father God, that you would bring your peace, that you would bring your government in the precious name of Jesus. And Lord, I just want to give opportunity to anybody in our congregation here who wants to receive Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior, as their present. I'm going to give you opportunity today just to raise your hand. If you want to receive the present of Christ at Christmas, then you just receive him right now, just by responding to me and just raising your hand, just a few moments. I see that hand. Is there anybody else? You know, when somebody gives their heart to the Lord, the angels sing. Do you want to receive Christ as a Christmas present this year? Just a few more moments. Just raise your hand while every eye is closed and every head is bowed. Is there anybody else? Thank you. I see that hand. Is there anybody else? Christmas isn't about, I see that hand. Is there anybody else? If you want to receive Christ as a present, I see that hand. Is there anybody else? Okay, I'm just going to close in prayer. You can put your hands down now. Thank you. I see those hands. Lord, I just pray that the Spirit of truth would come upon these people. That, Father God, you would reveal yourself to them, not by the words which I have spoken, but by a demonstration of your Spirit in their lives. That, Lord, from this day forward, they would acknowledge you as their Saviour. And the only way, the only people who need a Saviour are those who acknowledge their sinners. So, Father God, come into their lives, I pray. Come into our lives, I pray. Bless us, Lord, that we may be a blessing. In the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Liz.